As I said, device, so like that, it does not take too much space because we don't create one Dockerfile, one special Dockerfile for each topic. And so the architecture looks as follows, and I will show you that in the demo, because like that in the slides, it's not super interesting, but still, if you want to know how it works, is that you have an AerofSwift binary. This AerofSwift binary will be able to manage, I mean, image files, and also a lot of things with the hosts. And you will be able to create a container based on an image. So like that, you can also create a mission. What is cool with Docker, and I was using Docker for a while, is that also you can, at some point, isolate each mission from each other. For example, let's say that in pen testers, sometimes we have to change, we have to chain a lot of missions. So week one, we have a client one, week two, we have client two, right? I mean, and the problem is that if you are messy, I mean, I'm super messy, and sometimes I will do traces, and I will do like a lot of stuff in the container. What is cool is that this container is dedicated to one mission, for the client one, for example. And for client two, I create another Docker container, could be SDR4, could be Wi-Fi, could be Bluetooth, I mean, anything, but it will be dedicated to this mission. So if you are messy also, it also allows you to organize all these things. Let's do like some demo times, right? Because it is a little bit like, explaining all these things is probably not good. It's better to do like some demos, and I have like some fun demos. Up. So I don't know if you see